The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Mary set out in those days and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Most blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." The Gospel of the Lord. I feel when I encounter a passage such as the one we have here in Luke, that yes, we're there, and no, we're not. Yes, we're there. We're gathered here this morning for really one purpose, whether you know it or not, is to worship God, is to have this jubilant and exultant praise of God that we encounter in the scriptures. And I think this is really what gets us out of bed. I mean, this is what gets us going. This is what has us, say, make haste to come to the church. And yet we're not there. We're not there. How many of us are so joyful as to greet each other in song? I'm not asking you to sing, right? But are we so exultant in what we've received from God that, except for common courtesy, perhaps, we would greet each other with song, right? Or these are our cultural mores. We're not gonna greet each other with song, but we want to. We want to because of what we've received. And I don't know. I don't know if we're there. And I think now, still in Advent, it's the right time to ask, what's holding us back? What is preventing us from being those kind of people? What is preventing us from being Elizabeth and Mary? Don't we receive just as much? We receive the Eucharist. Right? Don't we receive just as much? And when we receive the Eucharist, where do we go in haste? Where do we go in haste? Back to our own abode, our own comfort, the little piece of creation that we control? Or we go out and we have to bring this to someone else. We have to bring it to the world that so desperately needs it. So I think yes and no. Yes and no. And I wonder, I have to say, because I just see it all around me. I'm not saying in you, okay, but I see it all around me. It's kind of this worship and praise of mammon. And I'm not going to be discouraged by it. I refuse to be, because mammon is a false god. Or Plutus is a false god. Wealth. I mean, look, wealth, health. Did you hear this story? That there are any number of pastors, not Catholic, right? There are any number of pastors who are not offering services on Christmas Day. It's a Sunday. They're not offering services on this coming Sunday because it's Christmas. And they're choosing to be home with their families. That's not worship. This is a totally disordered now view of what it means for us to come together as a Christian community and put God first over and against family and over against that small t tradition, whatever traditions they are, over and against opening presents, over and against sitting around the fire, over and against bringing everybody together from the far reaches of the world so I can enjoy family time. That doesn't seem to be the gospel of Jesus Christ. We put God first. We worship the one true God. And when we do, then we will find freedom for ourselves. The freedom that we see in the gospel today. You can only have this jubilation, this exultant praise. And it's not, it's praise of God and what he's doing, but it's also the fact that we're caught up in what he's doing. You can only have this kind of praise, this kind of worship, if we're free. If we're free. Free from our worship of mammon. Free from putting other things and other people in the place of God. But my friends, what lies open to us when at last we're made free? It's a life of jubilant praise. It's a life of joyful expectation. It's the life that God wants to give us here and now that goes beyond health and wealth and any other thing that the world puts out as our good. No, our good is wrapped up in the goodness of God. And today he's setting us free that we might praise him with full voice and with full heart.